Just do your thing.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This next song is a blast, and I gotta say, we are having a ball up here tonight. When you're ready, and...
Here it is, guys. Satire.
It's sad, it happened, and it's a shame.
I want you all to relax. Have a little fun, you know, we're not here to impress each other.
Smelling fresh.
There was a tremendous odor.
It smells like death is coming.
You probably heard it.
Yes, I did!
Have you ever heard of insect politics?
No, I haven't, but a friend of mine...
likes to see dead people on their television screens.
I still just jerk off to that wedding album I found in the garbage.
The best thing that could happen to you would be seeing some wonderful activist sticking an AK-47 up your glory holes and sending you into eternity.
I had to admit, I was enjoying it.
Why can't you just admit it?
Gets worse every day.
So how can you tell if
it becomes worse?
Until they reach the bottom.
And soon
they just couldn't take it anymore.
I can tell looking at you.
I look at myself in the mirror every morning, and I say to myself,
this is singing.
I guess so, old buddy.
It's not just quacking.
If you say so.
And now, here's
your mother
wearing just a diaper.
And beneath this is a
big old fat pussy.
Can you explain that, please?
It's explaining how heavy the lady is.
Hey, wasn't she hot?
The answer was no.
I heard she was a lesbian.
She was not born a female.
She wasn't a rabbit at all.
And she was raised in a satanic setting.
Growing up in the street gangs, going through prison, being involved with drugs.
Sometimes she gets...
as a birthday treat.
Satanic books, gory movies, and heavy metal music.
Do you like death metal music?
Well, I sure do.
Here's some hot stereo rock.
Hate it.
Oh, that's too bad.
What do they think that music is?
Mostly hydrogenated oil and water.
But perhaps also a blessing in disguise.
It can help you
experience red hot, real Italian sausage.
Meat was everywhere.
Just drain the meat, just like so.
What's the freaking point, meat man?
Point is, we're supposed to figure out where we went wrong.
I fully recommend that you stay away from eating sand and licking picnic tables.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's probably the loneliest that I'd ever felt.
Wearing just a diaper.
I was just playing
with my
beautiful organ.
That's nice!
What is even nicer is
being placed inside a coffin.
I enjoy it immensely.
How do they do that?
I'm not sure.
We're really puzzled.
It's puzzle time!
Can you tell us
who has the bologna sandwich?
Some coloring books.
And even oyster shells.
Be up the ass.
Right now.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
That can only be Johnny Mathis.
Very good, Kathy. That's exactly right.
Awfully conspicuous here, Johnny.
Johnny shows us
his butt.
With your ass cheeks spread out.
This is a shithole.
It must be loaded
with some carrots.
We will spread the
cheeks.
And they did.
And fed him some carrots.
Up their ass.
He gonna put a carrot in his ass? Is that nice?
Why, yes. Yes, it is.
You gonna stuff it up his ass?
And they
packed some carrots into his
asshole.
Where they belong.
Johnny's mother
looked down at his buttocks and said,
you look like a sweet
little rabbit.
But to tell you the truth,
he wasn't a rabbit at all.
Johnny tells his mother,
I am not a bunny.
So he returned to the woodcutter's house
naked and unashamed.
On their way to the hidden cottage,
he suddenly heard a lot of noise.
Then he heard it again.
You smell something burning?
What's happening to your nose?
Oh, no. Gas.
Caused my nose to fall
the fuck off!
Yo, man, who blew up that McDonald's on Central and Rosecrans, dude?
Me. I did that.
This month, you can go to McDonald's to check out the
explosive gases
produced by
Ronald McDonald's.
Hi, kid.
Well, here's a letter picked at random.
Dear
Ronald McDonald's.
You will die.
Sincerely yours.
Grimace.
Are you ready to go potty?
Not really, no.
Yes, you are.
Now take your clothes off, you filthy little boy.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's full of promotion ideas and sexual sadism.
So one day I turned on the TV, I seen
sadists, known perverts and drunkards.
And then I knew that's what I'm going to be one day.
You will be even greater than your unfortunate predecessor.
Johnny Mathis.
Johnny tells his mother,
I have a very special favor to ask of you.
Sure, what is it?
I ask that you take time to
grab me by my nuts.
You probably will have two balls in your left hand.
And he did. And you know what he did?
And shook them.
And he rolled them around in his hand like marbles.
Then, at God's order,
Johnny Mathis
proudly showed a broken tennis racket to a chihuahua.
Screw you and your little dog, chump!
I'm finished speaking to both of you, okay? You're both fucking insane. Cocking
boom! This is insane.
Well, who can we blame for that?
Shit, dog, it's satire.
No, that wasn't your radio sets on the blink again.
Stop it! Stop it! I can't take it anymore!
Goodbye!